Welcome back to the show, my darlings. On today's episode of the podcast, I talk about synchronicities. I story tell a little bit about a very spontaneous adventure I just went on with one of my best friends, and how when we are doing the right thing, and when we go for our longings, even if they're little longings that are easy for us to reach for, when we are doing the right thing, the universe will put signs on our path that shows us we're in the right place at the right time. The universe continues to guide us, especially when we are open for the signs. So I hope this episode inspires you to go for something fun and exciting that you're longing for, and to let go of control a little bit so that you're really able to listen. Do scents evoke memories and transport you back to being on the beach during your favorite vacation? I know they do for me. Osea's Andaria Algae Body Oil smells like summer or the beach in Aruba, bottled with all natural, uplifting notes of mango, mandarin, grapefruit, lime, and cypress. But it's not just about the elevated scent. This body oil is clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and deeply moisturize, leaving skin silky and soft. It delivers that coveted post-vacation glow, like you just returned from a tropical getaway. And right now, you can get 10% off your first order with our code YOGA at oseamalibu.com. I love Osea's Andaria Algae Body Oil. I use it every single day, and I have for so many years. It makes me feel silky smooth and just glowing. This body oil is rich but never greasy and clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It visibly firms your skin, leaving you more sculpted and toned. No wonder I feel so great after using it. But it gets even better. With Osea, you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Osea's products are clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified. They are a women-founded company that has been making seaweed-infused skincare for over 28 years. So bring on summer. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care at Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code YOGA at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use the code YOGA for 10% off. Hello, 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 my most darling, cherished friend. How are you? Welcome back to the show. It's time for a brand new episode of the Yoga Girl podcast, Conversations from the Heart. I am speaking to you with the biggest smile on my face. I could just sit here for an hour quietly smiling, and that would be the podcast. I don't know if we've arrived at that level of of telepathic like resonance between each other, that we could just quietly sit and be present and breathe with each other, and you would feel what I feel and know what I know. I don't know. I feel like, you know, community wise we are going to end up there at some point through this podcast. But I am just smiling so big. I just came back from a totally very spontaneous, impromptu 24-hour, maybe 36-hour vacation that I had with one of my best friends. And it's been so beautiful and completely, we didn't have a plan. We didn't know what we were doing. We just decided to go and kind of see where life would take us. We had one of those really silly and adorable and cute little mini road trips, just exploring Sweden. Not all of Sweden, just a tiny bit of Sweden. You know, Sweden is a huge country, but we had such a lovely time. And it was so filled with synchronicities. And you know, when you know you're on the right path, when life starts to give you a lot of little signs that you're doing the right thing, whatever you're doing, it's the right thing at that right time, and you're going in the right direction, and everything is unfolding the way it's supposed to unfold, that kind of feeling. I feel like when we are in those spaces, life tends to give us lots of signs to guide us on our path and to give us that little, you know, that little connection of, hey, you're on the right track right now. And this little mini trip was just so filled with wild and crazy synchronicities. It's been so beautiful. And now I literally just came home, walked through the door, and strangely, you know, we've been in so many beautiful places in the last 36 hours, and I come home and step out into my garden, and Leia's there in her underwear, running around barefoot, blowing bubbles, and Dennis is working on this fence that we're putting up in the garden, and I just overlooking the water and the sunlight flowing in, and I just had this overwhelming full body thank you. I feel so grateful in my whole entire body. And now I get to sit here with you and share. So before I dive into my little storytelling and sharing of the day, let's take a moment to ground. Yeah, let's. I've been on the road for a bit. I could use it. And wherever you are in your day right now, I'm sure you could too. So let's place our hands just somewhere on our bodies right now. You can just close your eyes if you like, and then intuitively feel what is a part of your body that you would like to connect to right now. For me, I just automatically placed both palms of my hands on top of my heart, right at the middle of my chest. But maybe you want to wrap your arms around yourself and just kind of give yourself a hug, or place your hands on your head or on your feet or in your lap or on your belly. Any place is a good place, and trust in your intuition right here. Just make that connection, physical, energetic, emotional, to yourself. And let's take a deep full breath in through the nose. Open the mouth. Exhale. We'll do that twice more. Full deep breath in. And a full deep breath out. Last one, deep inhale. Exhale to let go. And bring your breath back in through the nose. And just take a moment here. Yeah, not doing anything complicated right now. Nothing special or specific that has to happen in this moment other than you taking some space here to connect with your own body, to sense into your own being, to feel into your heart, into your breath. Just checking in with yourself, giving yourself a moment of embodied presence here to ground into this moment. If you like, you can stay just like this, just in this place of connection. Eyes can stay closed. Or if you want, you can blink your eyes open. Just take a moment to orient yourself a little bit. Staying this present. See if it's possible to remain just as present in your body, even if you do blink your eyes open, taking everything in. And as you open your eyes, whatever you are looking at, I hope you find something beautiful to rest your eyes on. Sometimes in life, skepticism can serve you well. It can save you money, keep you from wasting a day at a timeshare presentation, and help you avoid spreading gossip. To be honest, when I'm faced with a new scenario, I usually tend to be a skeptic until something proves me wrong. And if you're like me, you can probably spot a too good to be true health hack from a mile away and read labels like it's your job. That's where Ritual comes in. They know that every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your standards. Their clinically backed Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin has high quality, traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. Take 2 delayed release capsules per day that optimize your body's absorption, and you'll get 9 key nutrients. Rituals Essential for Women is USP verified, so you know you can trust what you're putting in your body. Only about 1% of supplement brands on the market have the USP verified mark, which shows the product contains the ingredients actually listed on the label. On top of that, Ritual multivitamins are vegan, non-GMO project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp, and made traceable. I take my vitamins every morning with breakfast. It's part of my daily ritual, and I feel so good doing it. No more shady business. Rituals Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/yogagirl. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/yogagirl for 25% off. I'm looking at so many beautiful things. Big things, little things. I have my little tea table set up here in the room where I record this show every week, and I like to keep my tea stage set. So I have this beautiful little tea setup with my handmade teapot and bowl and little tea scoop that's from this old cherry tree. And then this water bowl that I use, this water discard bowl for the ceremony that I actually made myself, which is so crazy. We went to a pottery course or pottery class a couple weeks ago, Leia, Dennis, and I, and had so much fun and got to pick up our bowls. And they are actually so precious, so beautiful. And one of them I'm using in ceremony now, which feels amazing. But the thing that really warms my heart about what I'm looking at is on top of that bowl, Leia has placed like a handmade little card. I just came home. I just had 15 minutes to ground with her and put her to bed, and now I'm sitting here. So I don't know what this card is, if it's a gift or if it's a drawing or something she's placed in this bowl. And if I look outside right now, I mean, it's really late in Sweden. It's almost 9 p.m. here. And of course, the sun is still very high. You know, that golden hour that you get right before sunset, when everything becomes really golden and beautiful. In Sweden, that hour happens very late. You know, sometimes it's 10 p.m. And now it's getting a little darker every day, which is crazy. But after summer solstice here, the days get just a tiny bit shorter. And we're about just approaching that golden hour right now. And the lake is just glittering in the background through the pine trees, and the light just looks magical. It is a beautiful time to, beautiful moment to be alive in. So these past couple of days, where do I begin? I want to begin with some herbs. That's where I want to begin. Of course, you know, I am totally immersed in gardening. I am definitely deeply contemplating if I should change the name of everything I do from Yoga Girl to Garden Girl or something else. I am definitely, especially on social media these days, giving way more gardening and nature content than I'm giving yoga content. And that's just where I am in my life. But I have, of course, I'm spending so much time in the garden and growing foods and growing vegetables and all the things. And we have been picking lots of berries over the past week. The red currants finally are really ripe now. So it's not just like, you know, getting one here and there, waiting for them to ripen and be ready, but it's season now. And we have tons of strawberries and just so much abundance in the garden. But I have been really into foraging for medicinal herbs lately. It's something I've been really interested in for a long time. I mean, what really shifted for me, I think my big awakening when it comes to herbalism and foraging happened a year ago when we came to Sweden and really started setting our roots here for the first time in a long time, because I got to reconnect with the plant world in a way that I truly know. But also living in Aruba, and you know, since I became interested in any form of healing, I've always been interested and drawn to natural and holistic forms of healing. So learning more about which kinds of herbs and roots and plants and flowers that are good for certain things. And if Leia's ever sick, I always go for a natural remedy first before I turn to anything allopathic, and same for myself. But over the past couple of weeks, I have been just so, had a huge, very heart-opening awakening with a few very specific herbs that I've been foraging for and connecting with and really, really diving into in a major way. There's something about the plant life in Sweden, I think because I'm Swedish and this is where I'm from and where I grew up and where I was born. I feel a connection to certain plants here that I never did anywhere else. There was lots of beautiful things, of course, in Aruba as well, that we would, not in the same way, because not as much vegetation, you know, no forest, no, everything was, the climate was so different and so much more dry there. But there's medicinal, amazing medicinal plants in Aruba as well. But I never felt that heartfelt connection. I guess because it's not in my ancestry. I was more into, you know, mango season was always amazing in Aruba. And I fought so hard to grow my own papaya trees and these little cactus fruit we would go picking for every time we walked the dogs, and, you know, little exciting things, but not as much, you know, medicinal stuff. And I didn't really know anybody who was doing that on the island, although I'm sure, of course, you know, every culture has its medicine women and witches. And in Aruba, I just never met anyone. But so here, over the past few weeks, I have been foraging specifically for herbs that I know. And I've had a few big moments where I made a connection with an herb. And I can't stop. I can't stop talking about it. I can't stop photographing it. I can't stop picking it, foraging it, looking for it in different places, researching it, listening to podcasts about it. And one of those flowers or one of those herbs is yarrow. I've been very, very, I feel like I have found a friend in yarrow. Yarrow in Swedish, if any Swedish people are listening now, is rölleka, the inte hundkicks. There's a lot of similar plants to yarrow. Yarrow is the rölleka. It's this white flower. It looks a little bit like Queen Anne's lace. There's a lot of other plants, like wild carrot, and there's like a hemlock that's poisonous that is also really similar. In Swedish, there's also hundkicks and other things that are poisonous that look similar to this flower, to this plant. But if you find the right one and you know how to identify it really well, it's a really medicinal herb. And they grow everywhere here. They're generally really white, but they can also be pink and dark pink. And Leia's been finding some really, really pink ones, which feels really beautiful. And they are good for so many things. Mainly, they are such an immune booster. They're also really good for wounds. And if you ever cut yourself and you have yarrow around, which for me, strangely, happens in the garden all the time, they're just good for a variety of different things. If you feel drawn to it, you should definitely do your own research. But so I've been picking tons of yarrow, and I keep finding more and more yarrow, and I really want to have a lot of it on hand for winter time. So I've been filling and just packing my dehydrator with yarrow, and I store them in really big glass jars. And then every single morning when I wake up, I walk into the garden and I just find some wild yarrow somewhere. I put it in a pot and I put hot water on top and I drink, like I've been doing that before I drink coffee or anything else. In the day, Leia had a little bit of a cough a couple days ago. I gave her yarrow tea a couple times a day. She really enjoys it. It's really tasty. It's not at all hard to drink.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
But anyways, I've been just dehydrating a lot of Yarrow in my dehydrator. And I have one of these really big ones that you stack. If you don't know what a dehydrator is, it's basically an electric oven where you can heat things and dry things out on a really low temperature. So you're able to preserve all the nutrients and vitamins and minerals of whatever you're drying. And you do it over a long period of time. You don't have to do it that way. You can use your oven on the lowest setting and just stick a little wooden like spatula through the opening of the door, of the oven door, so that you really have low heat. And you can do it that way too. You can hang dry. There's lots of ways. You can put them on screens and stuff. But I've been using the dehydrator. And the second round of Yarrow flowers that I did, I was really struggling. Like both times I was struggling with the dehydrator because the Yarrow flowers are tiny, 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 tiny little white like clusters of flowers. And they would get stuck in the netting of the dehydrator, of the shelving in there. So I would end up losing tons of petals and flowers. They would end up on the bottom of the dehydrator, which got really messy. And I was just like, oh, I want to find a more... just an easier, more natural, like non-electricity way where I can quickly dry herbs that I'm working with. So I started Googling, like ways to dry herbs and traditional ways and just some folk history in Sweden, like what would people do hundreds of years ago. And I found this amazing, I mean, amazing. It looks like a piece of art. Herbal drying rack, which is basically, it's 7 or 8 layers, I think. And it's made with bamboo, but like a pleated, woven kind of natural material plates, basically, almost like big flat baskets, like harvesting plates that you can find. But there's racks of them. And on the very bottom, it's a really big one. And then it gets smaller and smaller as you go up. And it's just so, so gorgeous. And I was like, okay, I have to find this. I don't know. It was from this tiny little obscure corner of the internet. Some, like, the website was not super high tech. And, you know, it was kind of clear, like, this is just like some handcraft, like some person making this by hand somewhere. But it was a Swedish website. So I ordered it. And then 2 days ago, it arrived at the house. And I was so excited to put it together. And it arrived with no instruction. It was deassembled. I had to assemble it myself. But there was no information, no pictures. You know, normally when you get something that you're putting together yourself, there's like pictures of here's ABCD, how you do it, or there's a video online you can find. And this was like, there was nothing. It was just just these drying plates and then a bunch of sticks and then a bunch of bigger sticks that you were supposed to like stick together somehow to assemble this beautiful looking thing. And then some writing, you know, there was some writing just in Swedish of like stick one, put a stick in a hole and then another stick in another hole and then connect them somehow. But like, I had a hard time figuring it out. I'm terrible at, like, give me an IKEA furniture and I will sweat bullets. Like, that is just my my worst quality is just figuring stuff like that out. Even the simple stuff. I hate it. So anyway, I was trying to put this thing together that I was so excited about. And then the sticks felt like they weren't the right size. And I think I was doing it right, but I just was trying to like squeeze them together. And I fucking broke one. And I just got it in the mail. And it was like kind of expensive. It was handmade. And one of those little sticks, it came with like, I don't know, 30 different sticks. One of them broke. And I was like, okay, I'm sure I can put this together anyway. So I worked at it, was able to assemble it, even though one of the things broke. But I knew it was broken. And it's like, you know that feeling if you buy something you really love and then you mess it up. That feeling of, I had this little, I wish I could just, maybe I can call them and ask them if I could just buy one of those tiny little sticks for this herbal drying rack and they can send me one. I didn't have time. I was like, I'll do that later because we were about to eat or or something. And then as I was throwing that box away or putting all that stuff away, there was a little leaflet that fell out that was like, visit our physical store. And I'm like, oh my God, like this is like somewhere way up north, I'm sure. Like it just how the whole thing, how the website looked, it just felt like a northern Swedish kind of thing. I'm like, I'm never going to end up there. You know, I threw the leaflet or I put it in the recycling bin. I was like, okay. Anyway, but I started drying yarrow, like my next batch immediately of that evening of yarrow. I was just putting on these racks. It looks really beautiful. I feel like they're going to dry just in a perfect cluster. They're not going to break apart. It's perfect for what I needed to do. So the next morning, Dennis and I we'd promised Leia to go to the amusement park in downtown Stockholm. In downtown Stockholm, there's this beautiful amusement park called Gröna Lund, which, like, generally, when you think of amusement parks, you don't think quaint and cute and cultural and historic and beautiful. But this really is a beautiful place to go. It's nothing like a Six Flags or something like that. Like, it's very, because it's so old and it's been in Stockholm forever, it's all open air and outdoors. And it is really, really quaint and really cute. And they have a lot of really amazing concerts all throughout the summer. Like the Pixies are playing there this summer. Dennis and I really want to go. John Legend is playing there next week. Like, it's just a cool place to go. And we'd promised Leia to go. And me and a friend of mine, we'd been kind of playing around with this idea of, like, whenever we have a little bit of space in our schedules, we should just get in the car, just pack a little overnight bag, get in the car and just drive and do a little road trip, not too far away, but just like see where we end up and see if we can just take like 24 hours to have some fun, you know. And Dennis just spent the weekend at a triathlon. He just had like 4 days away. So we wake up in the morning, Leia wants to go to the amusement park, and I'm like, I'm going to pack my overnight bag so that if that aligns, because maybe today's the day we can go, right? So I had my stuff ready in the car, but we didn't have any plan other than we're taking Leia to the amusement park. That's it. So we go, we have a really fun time. Of course, it's really intense and overwhelming, like, to be with the kids. I mean, it was so much fun. She's now at the age where she can do some of the kind of intense rides. Like, the peak of what I will do at that park, she can now do. I no longer do the big, like, you know, death fall where you fall from the sky or where you go upside down or like none of that stuff. That is just not, I have just admitted defeat. Like, that's not for me anymore. I feel like I get vertigo looking at that stuff. Like, that's it. And there's a few other like medium rides that are really intense where I'm scared, where I feel like this is crazy. And she's now tall enough to go. So we did those and they just had so much fun. I mean, she was just peak excitement, peak joy. She could have stayed there and she would have gone back in the same ride 100 times. And I can remember that feeling being little, just like losing it at the park, you know. So anyway, we finished. It was like 3:30 or 4. And then my friend calls. She's like, okay, I can go. Like, let's go. Let's go. Let's do it. And we had no plan. So I just opened Google Maps and I put Kurort, which is a really beautiful Swedish word. Kura, it's like an old word for healing. And back in the day, there used to be lots of these. Usually they're centered around the spring, like a spring of fresh spring water. Little hotels or little hostels sometimes even, where you could go. Like, if you were sick, you would go there and you would rest and you would go in the sauna and you would swim and you would drink from the spring and you would feel better. That was like a common practice back in the day. And now it's a little bit different, but in some places, those kinds of places still exist. So I found this little hotel. It was like an hour and a half or 2 hours away from Stockholm, not far at all, on the ocean. So not on the lake side, but on the ocean side of the side of the Baltic Sea. And we've never been. I have no idea what it's like. Maybe it's terrible. Maybe it's amazing. We don't know. I just booked it, called them and asked if they had a room. They said they did. And then I picked her up and we went, you know. And we get there and it was so, so beautiful. So different from, I mean, we live on a lake here, but the climate, the nature, even just driving 2 hours away, because it's another kind of coast, another side of the coast. So much more arid and more cliffs with You know, you get that kind of moss. In Swedish, we call it laven, like not in lav instead of en mossa. It's like the kind of moss that's very, very dry and super, super short. And there's lots of big pieces of seaweed that float in the sea. Of course, it's the sea. It's like a brackish sea. So it's salty air. It's just a whole different energy there. And we had a delicious dinner and drank some wine and went down to the sea and just went from the sauna to the sea to the hot tub to the sauna to the sea to the hot tub and just did that rotation just all night. It was so lovely, really. Just talking, just having like a girl's night. It was really so much fun. And then the next day, we have breakfast. We get in the car. We have no idea where we want to go at all. So we just look at the map. And we didn't even know, are we going to stay away another night? Like we could go south, we could go north, like we could go any direction. And it's been so long since I traveled that way. I feel like I spoke about this on one of the podcasts a couple of weeks ago, just this yearning I've had to have a little bit more of the unknown when I travel. You know, that feeling you would have 20 years ago going on a trip when you didn't have the internet at your disposal at all times, when you didn't know exactly everything that was going to happen or every place that you would find. And we really did that yesterday. We didn't look up places and then decide to drive to them. You know, we would just like find a general area or choose a direction on the road and then go there. And then as we would find a sign pointing for something, we would just follow that sign and let's see, like, where did that take us? And sometimes we'd turn off the road and there was a sign for something and then it was just closed or it didn't exist. And then we would turn back and keep going. But sometimes we just end up at like a really amazing, awesome place. Like all of a sudden we end up at Tore Stenstrand, which is, it's a rock beach and it's the one place in this whole part of Sweden where you can surf. And I've heard of this place a lot. Obviously, Dennis surfs and we have a lot of friends who surf. And if you want to go wave surfing in Sweden, this is the one place you go. But it's cold water. You need to surf in a wetsuit, of course, all of that. But we end up there. The beach was beautiful. It was cold, like it was a cold day and just kind of rainy. But it was really beautiful, really different. Got to pick some really precious rocks for Leia. She has a rock collection that is just out of this world. And then I see a little sign for ceramics. It's just like a pottery sign. Just follow the road and you end up at this like little pottery place. So we just follow the signs, end up at some woman's. I think it's her home. And she comes outside and she's like, welcome. And she opens her studio and she makes these amazing things. And she had her grandchild there. And she's like, this is my apprentice. She's learning. And we're looking at her stuff. She had super beautiful things, big bowls that looked like rocks. And she had vases that looked like birch stumps. Like it was really beautiful, her stuff. And then the old woman goes, well, Rachel, come here. Let's go be over here now. And I'm like, Rachel, like Rachel in Swedish is not Rachel. Rachel in Swedish is Rakel. It's spelled R-A-K-E-L. I have one of those names that just translates differently in every language. Like in France, you would say Rachel. In Spanish, you say Raquel. Like it's always, it just changes with the languages. And my birth name is Rakel, which is R-A-K-E-L. And I changed it to Rachel when I was like 11 or 12, I think, when we were traveling a lot. And I liked the English pronunciation better. I just thought it was cooler. But the Swedish spelling is really beautiful, but it's a really uncommon name. I never, ever meet a Rakel, like in Sweden, never. I mean, it doesn't happen at all. Never. I don't think I've ever just randomly met a person with the same name as I've met many Rachels in my life. Obviously Rachel, especially in the States, is like a common name, but Rakel, it's really uncommon. And this little girl, her name was Rakel. And I'm like, you're Rakel? And she was like, yes. She was like 7 years old, maybe. And I'm like, I'm Rakel too. I got so excited. And then her grandma was, oh, are you the Rakel who teaches yoga? And I was like, yes, that's me. She says, oh, how lovely. And, you know, and it was so, so sweet. Like just a little moment of synchronicity with this grandmother and her grandchild there in the middle of nowhere. Like we were in the middle of the woods, just by this beach where people go surf. It was really, really, really cute. And as we're driving away, we just drive through these beautiful forests and we're driving on this big kind of highway, big road. And my friend Michaela goes, she's like, I feel like there's mushrooms in here. Like, this looks like a mushroom forest. I just know it. And I'm like, well, let's stop. Like, let's go. So we just stop the car right at the side of the road. It's pouring rain. We just walk through the woods looking for mushrooms. We have nothing. We didn't have rain clothes. We had flip-flops on. Like, just, I had Birkenstocks. She had flip-flops on. And nothing to even, I'm like, even if we, say we find a bunch of mushrooms, we have nothing to put them in. Like, we have no bucket or basket or bag or anything. We're just like walking aimlessly through these strange woods. And I look down and the whole forest floor is covered in blueberries. The whole forest floor. Where we live, there's no blueberries. We have not a single, the blueberries are not even, they're like a month away, easy. I mean, they're far, far from being ready. And this whole entire forest was bursting with huge, big, fat, plump, dark blue blueberries that were so ripe and so ready. So we got to just squat down and just like fill, stuff our bellies with the first blueberries of the season, which is so special. When you find the first blueberry of the summer, that's so special. And it really felt like a synchronistic moment for us to kind of, yeah, to end up there. We had so many of those little moments where we would just, like, I'm not looking at the map or at the road or anything, and we just turn and then realize we were on the right path because we turned, because we saw some random sign for like a little garden or a little store or whatever. And all along the road, we kept finding little, like, farm stores where they had cute little handcrafted stuff and lots of organic vegetables. It was just such, so quaint. It was so beautiful. And then we got hungry and we saw a sign for waffles, like Swedish waffles, like this way. And we're like, okay, we'll follow that, see where that takes us. Maybe they have like a whole menu, I don't know. And then we end up by this sign for this little, just the name of a place. I forget the name now. But Michaela goes, wait, I know that name. I know this place. And I'm like, how do you know that? We're in the middle of nowhere. Like, I have no idea where we are. How do you know this place? And she goes, there's a place on Instagram I follow that has this name. And I'm like, why? We are like, we have no idea where we are. Why would you be following someone on freaking Instagram out here in the middle of nowhere? She pulls up her Instagram and she's like, there's a really famous restaurant here. I'm like, what the no? No, we follow it and we end up at like a biodynamic farm that also has a restaurant attached to it. And they're playing reggae music. There's a fire, like a big wood fire pizza oven. And they have this menu that is just like out of this world. It's like if I would have just dreamed up the most amazing thing to get to have for lunch in the middle of nowhere on this weird road trip we're doing, like this is what I would have imagined. Like it was just... It was unbelievable. So it's pizza with edible flowers and all of their like homegrown greens and spring onion. And there was a pizza with like a bunch of different kinds of, this sounds gonna sound super weird. It was like the most amazing thing I've ever had. It was a bunch of different kinds of lettuces on top of the pizza with furikake, you know, the seaweed like spice. On top, it sounds super weird. It was amazing, unbelievable, so good. And then they had, this is also weird, we've been talking, another herb we've been talking about so much and that I'm really into is lovage. In Swedish, it's called lipstika. It's this herb that back in the day, they used to plant at the side of houses to protect from evil spirits. Like it's an old Swedish Northern European thing where this is like a plant that would protect against darkness, against evil forces. So you find them a lot in old, like in old gardens. And my dad planted one here, like next to my grandpa's old house. And I asked him about it. I'm like, we have this huge lovage plant up there, like by my grandfather's old house. You know, is that like, how did that? He's like, I planted that. That's for good energy. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, that protects from bad spirits. Don't you know that? And I'm like, I knew that, but I didn't know you had planted something because of that. Like, that's That's crazy. That's amazing. Okay. But it's this herb. It can grow super tall. You can use it. It smells almost like stock, like a veggie stock. Like you can use it to make soup. You can use it as celery. You can use it for tons of stuff. And Michaela, my friend, she'd been to some party or like a bachelorette party or wedding or some kind of trip where they went to a really beautiful place, like some kind of beautiful farm place in Sweden, where they served cinnamon buns, but in place of cinnamon, they had lovage, which sounds really bizarre because it's a savory, really savory, celery-like herb. Like it sounds really bizarre. And she told me, she was like, I had these buns. It was the best. It was the best, like one of the best things I've ever had in my life. It was so delicious. We have to try to make it because she knew we had this, there's this big plant over here. And what's on the menu at this restaurant in the middle of nowhere? Lovage buns with, you know, homebrew, like with just like a good cup of coffee. And we just sat there eating these amazing. It tastes so good. It tastes a little bit cardamom-like when it's mixed with sugar, when it's sweet. And now I know my next little project is going to be to make lovage sugar so I can make my own homemade lovage buns because they were so good.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It was just so beautiful to just, like, every step of the way of this little trip felt divinely guided somehow. That to travel without a goal, without an end destination, without having to get to a certain place on time, without having to figure stuff out, without having to read a map, you know, just traveling a little bit aimlessly. It was really, really, really special. But here's the kicker. Okay, we have this beautiful trip. We're going from place to place. We get to this restaurant, biodynamic, really nice pizza, lovage bun coffee place. And then we don't know where to go from there. Like we're just following the road, but we know we have to kind of decide on a place-ish so that we can see if there's a place to stay. We don't know if we're going to stay the night, but I have a podcast to record. Like this is today. I'm like, I need to either be like at a hotel or somewhere at some point so I can record the podcast, or if we're going to go home, like if this is just a day thing and just one night, then we got to start making our way home. But we need like a general area where we want to go. So we ask the woman, I think who owns the farm or who worked there. And she recommends this little town. It's like super tiny. And we know this town because it's a town where they do a lot of organic farming, like a lot of vegetable farming. There is a like a nature kind of school or university there. There's lots of education for gardeners. Like, you know, we kind of have heard of this area, but we've never been. So we decide, okay, that sounds cool. She's like, it's really beautiful. They have these amazing gardens you can walk. And there's a little hotel there in town if you want to check it out. It's cute. So we say, okay, let's go toward that place that she said. And we drive. It's half an hour or 40 minutes away. I kind of don't even know which direction. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, are we going further from Stockholm? We're closer. Like, it doesn't matter. We're still in Stockholm close proximity. Like, we haven't gone very far. And we get there, follow a sign and then another sign and then end up at this little, like, what was the sign? It was like culture home or culture house, gardens, store, restaurant. I'm like, oh, there's a little center here for a bunch of stuff. And they have this amazing rose garden that's planted in a maze. So we were just like wandering around this little garden and just so many different varieties of roses. The whole place smells like heaven. It just felt so purposeful. I'm like, I don't even care where we end up from here. If it's just these roses, like this is it. How beautiful is this? And then we see the sign for the store. I'm like, well, let's go check out the store. And I look at the sign. I'm like, I feel like I know I feel like I recognize this. I wonder if this is like a famous place. Like, I feel like I recognize this name. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I recognize it somehow. And I go inside and okay, like close your eyes and imagine the most hippie, new agey, super organic, like medicinal, natural herb, like Waldorf-y. It was very Waldorf-y crystal shop of all time. Like it's just like all of my dreams come true, like in a store, basically. It's all natural, handmade skincare and herbs and crystals and jewelry and yarn and books. And it's just so amazing. And we look at each other, we're like, holy shit, this is like the holy grail of stores for us to go into. We love this shit. We go inside and I'm like, the first thing I see as I go inside is the herbal freaking drying rack that I bought, that I tore open the day before and broke. And I'm like, this is super trippy. Wait, no way. Guess where they make the herbal rack? At that place. That's the lady. Of all the places in all of Sweden we could have ended up, we end up at the store where this lady makes these herbal drying racks. And I just like, and there's this old lady standing at the registry, like this beautiful, I don't know, maybe in her 70s with white hair, just, I'm like, excuse me, I have to just, like I'm so sorry. Like, do you make these herbal drying racks here? She says, yes, they're from here. Aren't they special? And they're so beautiful. And I go, I bought one online. I've never heard of you. I don't know, like I've never heard of this store. I've never been to this town before. I don't even know where we are. I bought one online super, super randomly, opened it, and one of the sticks broke. And she's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, and that was yesterday. And then we're just driving aimlessly and we arrive here. And I'm like, do you by chance have a stick that I can buy? And this woman goes, but that is so synchronistic. Oh my goodness. So you didn't try to get here? You didn't come here to find another stick? And I'm like, no. Like we were just, it's so. I mean, it was so meant to be, obviously. And she goes in the back and she gets me the stick I need that I had broke. I had taken a picture of it so like I could show her which one I needed, because I thought at some point when I'm back or whatever, when I have time, I'm going to email them and see if they can make me one or send me one or I can buy one or whatever. And I just end up there. And this lady was so sweet. And they also sold, which I find just, I mean, highly, highly exciting, apple ring drying racks, which like to go with the herbal drying rack. I mean, this is the most hippie shit you've ever heard of. But it's basically sticks on a rack that hold in a certain way where when you've harvested tons of apples, you just slice them up, like, you know, you core them and you slice them up and then you hang them to dry and you have apple rings. And we have, you know, hundreds of apple trees here on this property. So I've been thinking for a long time, what are we going to do with all the apples this year? We have so many apples to take care of and I want to preserve as many as I can. So I walk out of this random place with a stick from my drying rack and an apple ring. Handmade apple drink. Ryer. I mean, it was just so funny. And then to cap off, like to close the trip, you know, we leave there. We didn't find any good place to stay. And we decide, you know what, like, let's just loop this up. We go back home. This was a perfect 24-hour thing for us. It's just so perfect. On the way home, we find a sign. It just says garden. And I'm like, let's see what this is. I just have a feeling, like, on our way home. We drive in and it's yet another just super cute little farmer, you know, little store wherever. Yeah, similar to the first hippie store, but more vegetables. Like it was an actual farm. And they had beautiful flowers that they sold, flower bouquets from homegrown and just really beautiful flowers that they sold. We go inside. I buy some bread. I buy some carrots and some tomatoes. And like now that I knew we were going home, I just bought a lot of vegetables that I could take home. And as we go in the car, Michaela's like, there's a sign there that says flower garden. And like we didn't go, let's go look at what that is. And we walk in and it's all plants for sale. And it's all the medicinal herbs that I spent the past couple of weeks researching. Like there's so many herbs, so many plants that I am kind of kicking myself that I didn't plant earlier on in the season. So I have all of these beds. I was even telling her, we were driving in the car, and I said, I have 17 garden beds and 3 of them are full of cabbage. 3 of them are full of cauliflower and red cabbage and Brussels sprouts. They take up so much space. They take so much space to grow. They become humongous, and I know we're going to so enjoy them, and I know future Rachel is going to be so excited to harvest her first head of cabbage, but I'm kind of kicking myself because I wish I had more space in the garden to plant medicinal herbs. Like, there's specific ones I really want. Like, I would love some wormwood. I would love some mugwort. I would love some echinacea. I would love comfrey. I would love more calendula. Like, I wish I had more chamomile. Like, I just have herbs I really, really wish I had space for. And I didn't buy the seeds for them, because when I started the garden, all I was thinking was food. I was just thinking vegetables and things you can harvest and eat. And now I'm so excited about medicine that I don't have any space. So then, you know, I could squeeze in another bed, like I could. But anyway, I was actually contemplating pulling out some cabbage just so I have space. And I still have one bed I have some space in, one. And we end up in this place, and they have all those plants, all of them. They have every plant that I was like wishing I had planted weeks ago, months ago. And they have them all for sale, super cheap. I mean, a couple dollars per plant. They were huge ones. I mean, I even found some sage that I've been looking for, like a really big blue sage plant. It was so perfect. Okay, so we got in the car full of just organic vegetables and medicinal plants. And I found a really beautiful harvesting basket, a really big one I've been looking to get. And then I get to go home, and, you know, I drop Mikaela off at home. She lives downtown. And I drive home out to the lake to where we live. I park the car, and there is my little, you know, half naked 5-year-old barefoot in the garden blowing bubbles, and my husband putting up a fence, you know. And my garden bed is just waiting for me to put these medicinal plants in. And I don't know, this whole thing, I know it's all little things, right? It's not like I had a mind-blowing, life-changing, you can't believe it, you know, heaven opened up and did this thing. But to me, these small moments of synchronicity have such a huge meaning, aside from the fact that it's really cool and really amazing and a fun, you know, people would call it a fun coincidence when you having something like that happen, where you just end up at that place that I was looking, you know. To me, it's the big, big, big picture sign that I'm doing the right thing, that this journey I'm on that is so connected to nature, this journey of growing foods and plants and things, and this journey of medicine and food as medicine and nature as medicine and as life is where I'm meant to be. And I was just talking about having one of those trips without a plan, without internet, without knowing. And then I got to have that just like this. And I feel so unbelievably blessed. And like, I am so on the right path and on the right track. And it's also, if I didn't act on that longing to have a bit of a journey, to have a little bit of an adventure, you know, I wouldn't be sitting here right now feeling all of these things. And I wouldn't have a fridge full of organic produce. And it's all produce I'm not growing, by the way. And huge tomatoes, which my tomatoes are not ready yet. And, you know, a whole crate of medicinal herbs that I get to, immediately following this podcast, go outside and put in the earth. So whatever little longings you're sitting with right now, because this longing for me, it wasn't a big, huge, hard, inaccessible, life-changing longing. It was this trip we just took was very easy to make happen. It was 24 hours of my time. It was just choosing to travel in a different way. It was opening up to a little bit more freedom and trust and looking at our phones less than we normally would and having less of a plan and going with the flow. And I think these kinds of experiences are available to us. Like if we want a life that feels more like freedom, we have to let go of control a little bit more. And if you're sitting with one longing right now of something you want to do or you want to create or you want to invite or experience, take the first step, you know, go for that thing and then let go of the outcome and trust that if it's the right journey, the universe will put all of these signs on your path and you're going to end up in some really cool places along the way. I am definitely 1000% going to do a podcast episode just talking more about medicinal herbs and natural medicine, just from my own experience and what I am doing now in this moment, because I feel like there's so much opening up in that area for me and a lot of learning and a lot of exploration to do and also a lot of healing there. And I have a feeling natural medicine interests you too. Just a hunch. I am wishing you the most beautiful rest of this week. Have a wonderful day. Go do something amazing. Go do something fun. Go do something that feels a little closer to freedom and trust that life takes you where you're supposed to go. I'll be back next week. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoy the show, make sure you listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes of the Yoga Girl podcast, Conversations from the Heart. Available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you normally get your shows. Of course, thank you to my sponsors. Make sure you support them the way they support this podcast. This was a presentation of Cadence 13 Studio, and I'll see you next week.